News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a woman in her 20s has died following a dog attack in County Limerick. For more on this, we're joined by News Talk's Stephanie Roan. Stephanie, just tell us what's happened in this horrendous incident.
Yeah, absolutely horrific, Shane. And I'm conscious that people in the area, they're only waking up to this harrowing news and may know the woman involved. So at around a quarter to midnight last night, emergency services were called to a house in Ballyneety in County Limerick amid reports that a woman had been attacked by a dog. So when they arrived, paramedics were working on the woman, but she was pronounced dead at the scene by medical personnel, and her body's now been removed from the scene to the Midwestern Regional Hospital in Limerick, where a post-mortem exam will take place. Now, the dog involved has been destroyed and a number of other dogs have been seized. Now, we haven't been told, Shane, what type of dog it is, so we don't know that, and we don't know if it's restricted or not. So just details emerging from Garda Press this morning. An investigation has been launched and is ongoing, and Roxburgh Road Garda Station is heading it up, so anyone with information is asked to contact the Gardaí there. So look, absolutely horrific news emerging from Limerick this morning.
Stephanie Roan, thank you indeed for that update. For more on this, we're joined by the Green Party councillor and Limerick City East candidate Sean Hartigan. Sean, your reaction to this awful news?
It's heartbreaking news, and our thoughts and prayers are with the family of the young woman who died. I've had numerous calls, text messages early this morning about this incident, and it's very, very sad.
Ballyneety would be pretty close to Limerick City.
It'd be pretty close. They're about 10 kilometres from my area, Limerick City East. So, yeah, I'd be very familiar with the area. So, it's very sad, and it follows an increasing number of dog attacks in Limerick on people and pets over the last couple of years. And even yesterday evening, we had a child was bitten in the face by a dog in Limerick City Centre.
Okay, and you have been calling for tougher measures in relation to restricted breeds. Tell us what your beliefs are, or what your views are on this.
Well, I've got a lot of calls from people over the last couple of years about dogs with high prey drive, dogs that are bred for police work or for fighting, who can't be controlled by their owners. And I've brought this up at both the council and at the Joint Policing Committee. I feel it's not taken seriously enough by authorities, and often you'll find out incidents have been reported to the guards and the council don't know about it, and vice versa. And I have been raising this in the Joint Police Committee and looking for a central database to be held on breeds so that we can get a full picture of what's going on. But ultimately, this is a very sad day in Limerick today to hear of this girl's death.
Yeah, and obviously we don't know the detail of what actually happened. And as Steph was saying, we don't know the breeds of the dogs involved in this horrendous incident. But just speaking in more general terms, like, should we be following the road of the UK? Do you think they have prescribed certain dog breeds? Is that something you think we should be considering?
You need to add more breeds to the list of restricted breeds, and we need some kind of licensing system for people to make sure that they're capable of handling very large and powerful dogs who can inflict serious injury.
Do you think that would ever happen, Sean? And if it did, would it be enforced?
There has been a government task force on restricted breeds, on dangerous breeds over the last couple of years. And some people have been pushing for greater enforcement. It's something that I would like to see happen, and I would like to see enforced. And I'd like to see more dog wardens employed by the local authority to tackle dangerous breeds in our community.
Yeah, because there was, I remember about 20 years ago, there was a move to do that, and you did see a lot of dogs wearing muzzles and stuff. I mean, you never see a dog wearing a muzzle now.
There is a list of restricted breeds. There are breeds that you have to keep on a short lead under effective control and keep them muzzled when out in the public. The dogs don't have to be muzzled when they're on private land, but there are laws in place that apply to some dogs. But we need more laws.
Never enforced. Can I put it to you?
There's certainly not enough enforcement.
Yeah.
No, I've risen this. I brought this up constantly over the last few years. There's not enough enforcement about these dogs.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you indeed for that. We will leave it there. Sean Hartigan, Green Party councillor, Limerick City East candidate. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.